This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, the turn from green to bad harvest honey.
And establishments and accomplishments of the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen on the air. Check out the podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Each week we talk about the news of the week, or at least one or two of the major stories, and then we have very important conversations with people. For example, today we're going to talk to the owners at Talking Breads Bakery in Pennsylvania. Pretty interesting success story there. We always have, and my commentary is aimed today at, well, I think the news and the commentary today focuses on the problems that are happening as a result of the continuing influx of how we are treating our animals, how we're treating the soil, how we're treating the air, how we're treating the birds and the bees and the flowers. Remember the old silly poem, birds, bees, flowers in the trees, moon up above, etc., etc.? There are almost 3 billion birds that have become extinct. They've died in the last 45 or 50 years. Studies that have come out in the past week or two, maybe some of you have read and heard about the quality of life for birds on our planet. From 1970 to 2018, the study finds that both our country and Canada losing 1 in 4 birds that were alive. Over the past 50 years, 25% of the bird population in the Northern Hemisphere has died. Why is that? Those are billions, billions, billions of birds. The data show that this massive reduction involves hundreds of species of birds. Some of the things, you know, do you ever see a hummingbird anymore? Any kind of songbird? I don't. Not at all. The journal Science reveals that all of these problems, we've lost 29-30% of the birds, widespread ecological situation that results from using these products that we're using. You know, people say to me, well, I make more money because I can grow more corn. Yes, all that is true, but at what expense? And maybe people aren't looking down the road, the long and winding road, and I get that too, because the situation is so compromised on the farm now, thanks to too much government interference, too many big farms allowing to get bigger and bigger and bigger. Government has said yes to huge mergers, Dow and DuPont and Bayer and Monsanto. I think if the truth were told, if you get into the boardroom, Bayer wishes they never had bought Monsanto, because there's nothing but a headache, all the lawsuits, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But, and to look at the birds where they are disappearing from, the grasslands, the heartlands, 720 million birds alone in the middle of our country, shore birds also, because their coastal habitats are being changed somewhat by the rising tides, the rising currents, that sort of thing. Now, I'm not trying to make you feel guilty. I'm just trying to give you a story. I start these hours with news, and the news is not good for those who are, and the critical scientific data is not good either when it comes to these studies documenting the mortality of these free-roaming birds. They're having a tough time. Climate change maybe compounds the problem. I can go through this. This, I don't mean to make this sound like a professorial pursuit. It just is something. You look at waterfowl and how many of them have gone away. Ducks, for example, dying. The bald eagle is dying, although they're making some comeback. But the pesticides like DDT that have now been banned, this is how it started, and then it's just gotten worse since then. So just whatever we can do to encourage that kind of wildlife on our farms, I think, is probably a good idea. That's the way I would put it. That's the way I'd leave it. One other thing that came out from the news this week that I thought I would pass along. This is something that could be considered by some good and by others might be considered bad. It is the story of how you have stayed healthy through much of your life, how I have, because of what goes on in our barnyards, in our barns, on our farms, the gut health that we have, the respiratory health that we have, our generation and the ones before it raised on the idea that letting our children romp around on the farm and get dirty was positive, because it is and it was, and that's why we are as healthy as we are. I certainly am an example of that, and I think completely because of being exposed to all the stuff from the animals when I was a kid. And so this is a positive step. A medical center at Ohio State did a paper called Frontiers in Immunology, and it goes through the sort of thing that happens for youngsters raised on farms versus those lived raised in the city. The researchers looked at the gastrointestinal bacteria and other microbes of 10 youngsters from Ohio. Five were from active farming lives, and the other half lived in the urban communities, Cleveland and Columbus and Cincinnati. Fecal samples of the subjects shown so that the children raised on the farm had much healthier, more diverse gut microbiomes than those who live in the city. And that's really the bottom line here. Closeness to livestock, exposure to things that are less sanitary, this helps to build it. It's really what shots are all about. When you get down to the bottom line, you get vaccines, you get vaccinated, they put stuff into you, the vaccine is basically sometimes the living virus, sometimes the dead virus of something that they're trying to make you immune to. That's the whole idea of it. So if you're exposed to not too sanitized environments, you're going to have a more vigorous immune system. That's basically what the study found. And the link between living in rural environments and the decrease in asthma and allergies. You know, the people that come up from the farm, they don't have peanut allergies. They're not allergic to all kinds of food. They just aren't. So there are people that are experimenting with growing microbes that come from the fecal matter of babies and youngsters that grow up on the farm. The atmosphere there creating a very unique environment that, according to the study, optimizes gut biomes in young children. As more children and families are reared further away from the farm, the youngsters get sicker. So that's why probiotics have been developed. And it looks like what they're going to develop with probiotics in the future will come from things they find on the farm. So I thought that was pretty important information. And I pass it along with, knowing full well that some people will criticize me and criticize the information, but it is what it is. You hear me sometimes be pretty critical of science, for sure, but in this circle, well, I suppose maybe I'm served by it, and that's why my philosophy is served by it. That's maybe why I like it. Coming up in a few moments, as I said, husband and wife, a baking farm where they do breads and all comes from their farm in Shermansdale, Pennsylvania, providing a wide variety of breads, all kinds of really great stuff, organic things. That'll be our focus in a few moments now. Today is World Lung Day. If you have chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, also known as COPD, it's the perfect time to make sure you're properly managing the disease and your life.
GEICO presents, yikes, another voicemail from your roommate.
Sup, roomie? Hey, a pipe burst in the basement. It's completely flooded. Anyway, I called for someone to fix it, but in the meantime, I was thinking we could finally have that indoor pool party we've always wanted. I got some cool swan floaty things already going. Could you pick up some chips on your way home later?
The GEICO Insurance Agency could help keep your personal property protected. Like if your roommate isn't the brightest pool float in the flooded basement. Visit GEICO.com to see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Whenever it rains, it's hard not to think about all the folks right here in our community who have no roofs over their heads, no way to dry off, no relief from the storm. Wouldn't it be nice to give them a dry place to sleep tonight, or a warm cup of soup, or just a simple umbrella? Well, you can by giving to the Salvation Army, where every donation fights for good. Visit givewestwood.org now to help fund programs that provide shelter, food, and hope to our neighbors most in need.
Over the years, automakers have spent a lot of time talking about the future. At Kia, they don't sit around dreaming of a better tomorrow, because they already made it, so that you can have it today. Introducing Kia's lineup of electrified Niro SUVs, the hybrid, the plug-in, and the electric, with an EPA estimated range of 239 miles. Because the future is just the future until we make something of it. Kia, give it everything. 239-mile EPA estimated range on a full charge. Actual range may vary. Niro EV is in select retailers and select markets with limited availability. Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Shayna Amsterdam joining us, the owner and baker at Talking Breads. Already I'm intrigued, very clever. So tell us your story, Shayna. Your husband and you bought this farm 3 or 4 years ago in Pennsylvania. As I saw this, I was thinking what we did in my farm store when I was selling raw milk and cheeses and ice cream. We always had something baking. Always had something cooking. And I find that that's the way a lot of people now are doing that, because it makes good sense. It makes us feel hungrier. Much anything else.
It does.
Right? Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell us your story, you and your husband.
So I guess we could start by saying I graduated college in 2006, and, you know, I didn't really know what I wanted to do. I got my degree in fine arts. So I knew I wanted to do something with my hands, but I decided to actually move out west as far away from Pennsylvania as I could get, and I ended up going to Eugene, Oregon, where I found a little job at a bakery there where they had a wood-fired oven, and the owner of the bakery had his own farm where he was, you know, growing some of the berries and fruits that they used in a lot of their stuff. So I just immediately fell in love with baking, and I don't know if, you know, many people know, but out west there is, the local food movement is way more popular out there than it is here. It's growing, which is great.
Yeah,
but,
yeah. And is it the locavores out there, the farmers markets, the things that are, we pay attention to them on the East Coast, but they're a daily part of one's life.
Oh, yeah.
On the West Coast, in California, especially Oregon, Washington.
You can get to a farmer's market at, you know, any day of the week. You can, everybody rides their bikes everywhere. The way of life is just completely different out there. So I naturally started becoming more interested in agriculture and the food movement. So at that point, I decided I wanted to start working on some farms to kind of learn the agricultural part of, you know, where our food comes from. Mm-hmm. So at that point, I decided to do, I'm sure you've heard of wolfing, willing workers on organic farms.
Yes.
So I traveled to a couple different states and volunteered on different farms to learn how to grow vegetables and that sort of thing. But, you know, I'm originally from Pennsylvania, so I knew I wanted to come back here at some point in my life. And then I decided once I wanted to build my own business, this would be the best place to do it because there's not as much competition. So I started going to farmers markets in Pennsylvania, selling vegetables, and then I realized the market was lacking good bread. So luckily I was skilled in that trade, and I decided to start bringing bread to market, and then it just, you know, eventually turned into...
So it blew up from
bread.
There. All right. Hold that thought. Shayna Amsterdam on being an owner and a baker. 21 after the hour.
We'll be right back. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my.
That's the American Family Farmer Program. I'm Doug Steffen. We are introducing you to Shana Amsterdam, who, along with her husband, has set up a wonderful bakery called Talking Bread. She's given us her history. We're talking a little bit about the things that are important when you are doing this sort of thing, is baking. So is your husband a farmer? You're at farmers markets. I know that. We're talking about the West Coast, the East Coast. You're located actually where? We're in Pennsylvania. Where's Shermandale?
Shermandale. It's in Perry County. We're about 30 minutes northwest of Harrisburg.
All right, that's a great farm. Yeah, that's a great farm area. All right, but anyway, you learned how to do this on the West Coast and have brought it back here. So tell us about your farm and then the introduction of the bread and the other baked goods to your farm. I guess I'm assuming, because you have a commercial kitchen on the farm, that you're selling other things. You have sort of a farm store, do you?
Not right now. I'm actually working on that.
Really?
But so basically, yeah, my husband and I together, when I met him, he was working on a meat farm where he raised pastured pigs and poultry. So together we kind of wanted to figure out how we could incorporate both of our passions of farming and baking.
I'm going to ask you a personal question, because this comes up all the time in my circle of friends. How do you meet people of like interest? Like in your case, you and your husband are interested in the same sort of thing. And then they'll say, well, you know, there are all of these dating sites that are for people of like interests. And so when I hear people tell a story like you, I wonder whether it's working together. How do you, because this is a very specialized area. It's not like you find people like this on every corner.
Well, I just say that's all pure luck, really.
Luck.
I mean, I didn't really even think that I would ever meet my partner, but he actually was working at a farm a mile down the road from me, and one of the people that worked with him, there was a girl living with me who was dating another guy that was working on that farm. We got together for dinner one night, and the rest is history.
Okay, that's a sweet story. That's a good story.
We work well together, and it's been a good journey.
Yeah. All right, so what else is, then we bring ourselves to your farm, the farm story. One of the reasons, there are several reasons I want to tell stories like this. the fact that younger people are getting into farming or staying into farming, when we hear the stories, you may have heard me talking before you went on the air about the problems the older farms and farmers are having, just paying their bills. So it doesn't look attractive to a lot of younger people. Why did it look attractive to you? It's refreshing. It's good to have you bring the new blood in, but how did you figure you could make a go of it?
Oh, I don't know. I think I've always been kind of driven. So I knew that it was always going to be really hard work, but, you know, if you love what you do, then you figure out a way to do it. And it's, you know, local food has always been important to us, and it's a risk, but we just figured we needed to be creative and figure out how exactly we could be a successful farm, and that doesn't mean, you know, just growing wheat and selling the berries. You have to turn it into a value-added product, and, you know, luckily I was a trained baker, so, you know, we just figured out how to make it all work together.
Yeah. So what else do you have on the... What else do you have on your farm? You got 45 acres in this county in Pennsylvania. What else do you have on the farm?
So my husband's in charge of raising the meat chickens. So we do pasture chickens. We raise laying hens for eggs. And we were doing pigs until this last year. We took a break from them because we had a baby. So
congratulations. Good.
Thank you.
Sweet.
But, so the goal is that we rotate the chickens through the pastures, and then, you know, their poop fertilizes the land. And then in the fall, we plant the wheat, and then we harvest the wheat, put a cover crop on, feed the chickens, put to the chickens. So we're trying to make it a full circle.
Full circle. All right, hold on a second. We'll spend some more time making that circle. Shayna Amsterdam on with Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer.
Staples is more than a place you go to make copies.
It's where a conversation with an associate sparked the idea for my business card to double as a coupon. And it's where I go to reach potential customers with custom postcards.
Staples can help make your big ideas bigger ideas. And right now, when you make a select print and marketing services purchase, you receive 20% off your next order. Staples, for your business printing and beyond. In-store only, ends 11/9/19. Exclusions apply. See staples.com/print20 for details.
Right now, Doctors Without Borders medical teams are operating in some of the most remote and dangerous corners of the world. When front yards become front lines, when disaster erupts, when disease rages, when communities collapse under crisis, at the crossroads of conflict and epidemic, where there are no hospitals, that's where we operate. We go where conditions are the worst because that's where we're needed most. In nearly 70 countries, we're saving lives threatened by violence, disease, malnutrition, and catastrophic events. Donors are vital to our mission. Your response is critical to our response in places where a few others will go. That's where we operate. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The whistleblower complaint that's led to the House opening of an impeachment inquiry has raised alarms, not only about what President Trump said to Ukraine's president in a call concerning political rival Joe Biden. The complaint also raised concerns about how the White House handled records of the conversation. President Trump says he supports transparency.
Even though it was supposedly secondhand information, which is sort of interesting. And other things have come out about the whistleblower that are also maybe even more interesting.
Another question raised by House Democrat
Raja Krishnamurthy.
The vast majority of the material should be declassified immediately. And the fact that the White House has not done so just begs the question, why? Why do they not want us to see the full whistle? Why do they not want the American people to see the full whistleblower complaint?
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Now it's time for us to sort of re-examine or continue our examination of what's going on in a small farm near Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. The lady who's in charge of baking, Shana Amsterdam, she and her husband actually have a lot of things that are going on the farm. I find it hard to envision wheat. I don't know why it is with me. When I think of wheat, I think of hundreds or thousands of acres of wheat, the rolling flatlands of Montana or Nebraska or even Saskatchewan and Alberta. I don't think of Pennsylvania. How hard is it to grow wheat there? Is it like any other green crop?
It's very difficult.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. What are the things that you have to deal with in order to grow the wheat for your baking?
Well, so there's different varieties of wheat, and the best variety of wheat for bread is a hard red wheat, which is a spring wheat instead of a winter wheat, which just doesn't really grow well around here. It grows better, you know, in the Midwest. So we've been working with another local farmer in the area who has been growing an older variety called Pennel Wheat, And we're not necessarily sure if it's a hard wheat or a soft wheat or what it is. He's just been growing it for, I think he said, 30 years now. And it's what we've been trying to grow up here because it's been adapting a little better.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I mean, at this point, we've gotten a couple successful crops, but the yield is so small and the investment is a lot. So, you know, we're still trying to figure out, is there a better variety? You know, what can we do?
Well, I would think even harvesting, Shana, would be a problem because of the equipment that's required.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought there's a lot of it in Pennsylvania.
Well, a lot of farmers do grow spring wheat and soft wheat. So there are, luckily we have a neighbor that has a combine. He's the one that comes in because we're not going to invest in the equipment until we know, it's
right.
Financial sustainable. So he comes in and he'll, you know, we would plow and then he'd come in and disc and seed it. And then he would come in and harvest it. But, if he wasn't around, we don't really know if we can justify buying our own combine at this point.
So the
growing wheat has been an experiment for the last couple years, and we want to continue to figure out how to do it. If not wheat, then rye, because we do use a lot of rye flour as well, and that does seem to grow better around here. So it's just been a learning process. So we just want to, for now, focus on what else we can incorporate into our products that are, you know, from our farm, if not our farm, other local farmers in the area.
Let's pursue that a little bit, because what you're doing is a good example, not just for people who have a smaller farm doing the things you are, but the group of farmers, local farmers. This is a very wonderful farm area in Pennsylvania, and because there is so much pressure, bad government decisions, big guys trying to put you out of business, that sort of thing, but I'm sure that people are learning that your farming practices are such that they would prefer to get their food from you. Is everything we use the term organic, and sometimes the government has, I think, done a lot of harm to terms like organic. But I think I wonder how it applies in the stuff that you are making, growing, selling. What are people, are they coming to you and saying, we want organic breads?
Well, it's interesting. We get a lot of different requests. Some are more interested in the fact that it's local. Some are more interested in the fact that it's organic. Some are, want only ancient variety grains, which, I mean, for our business, it's just not, we just can't offer only that. To us, the most important is getting it local and whoever we get it from knowing what their farming practices are. They don't necessarily need to be certified organic, but, we prefer farmers that aren't spraying or spraying the least amount possible. And if we can't, I mean, we do buy in some of our flour. Whatever we buy in, we usually get certified organic just to be sure that, it hasn't been sprayed.
Right. Yeah, that's the thing. And people need to visualize that. I always reference this program as being for family farmers and family farm businesses and the locavores who use our product. I think more and more people have that image in their mind of the spray that gets used. And it may be the only way that some people can survive, because the land is so played out in some circumstances that the things that are growing there, the things that have been around that have bothered, simple things like corn borers and stuff that's in the soil, it gets there and it stays there, and it's almost impossible to get it out. And you don't even know where it comes from, like potato beetles and things. Where did that stuff come from? How do they, how does it show up? Yeah.
And when you have a large plot of land that's planted with something that, you could save by spraying it once, it's kind of hard to sit back and just let it die and you lose your entire crop because you didn't.
Right.
I go back and so we understand, we support organic as much as possible, but we do understand, the importance of technology and.
Have you had to borrow money?
Oh, yeah.
And how easy or hard was that for you to do?
It was just a lot of paperwork. We got our loan through Farm Service Agencies, which is a USDA program.
FSA, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it was very time-consuming. The process of purchasing real estate is a little backwards with them. So, you know, we were lucky enough to find a plot, a vacant piece of land that the people didn't need to get rid of right away. So they were kind of willing to work with us on, you know, the different contingencies and financing and everything we needed to go through to get it. So, it was scary, but you have to be confident and you have to take the risk. And, you know, so far.
Okay. So I'm a gluten-free guy. I can't.
Oh, no.
I have horrible allergy to gluten, and it's getting worse as I get older, to the point where I can't even have a good pumpkin donut. I can't find a good pumpkin-flavored donut this time of year. So what do you do when it comes to those grains, or how do you make things? I've never understood. The gluten-free thing seems to apply to lots of different stuff, not just breads and pastries and things. So how do you find gluten-free sources?
Well, I don't know. That's a whole different business. I mean, our bakery is just infested with gluten, and we love our gluten. And unfortunately, when we have customers that ask for gluten-free, we're not the right facility, you know, to create those things, just because, you know, the flour's in the air, so it could contaminate anything that we did try to possibly make gluten-free.
Yeah.
So there is one bakery called, and they're called Amaranth Bakery. They're based out of Lancaster. They're 100% gluten-free, and they have pretty good products from what I understand. My husband and I don't eat gluten-free.
You're fortunate if you don't have to. I don't necessarily want to. I do it because I have to, because I don't want to have the indigestion and things that go with it, and so do others who would prefer to have. It's like non-dairy ice cream. There's nothing worse than non-dairy ice cream.
Have you tried breads that are slow fermented or from stone milled flours, anything like that? Because, you know, the process of making bread, I think, at least from what I believe, is what it might possibly be affecting people's digestive systems. Because most bread that's made today is, you know, it's a very quick process, whereas bread is naturally fermented if you do it the proper way.
No, I've not heard of it. I've not even heard of that. I'm a cow guy, so I'm not one who gets into the understanding of what's on the produce side of things, and I didn't.
Yeah.
I guess that's why I asked you, because it is something that is on my mind, and then the more you talk about it, it's kind of like you buy a red car, and every car you see going down the street is a red car. So,
yeah.
You know, I have a gluten-free, I have an allergy, and so I talk about it, and this is very instructive. I'm going to have you pull this, pull up a little bit more information in just a moment. We're continuing our conversation. Shana Amsterdam is here to help us all out on the American Family Farmer, all about food and the farms, that sort of thing. Speaking of that and the organic pursuits that we like and we are supportive of, organic fruits and vegetables need to be in your diet every day. But I know, and you know, that you're not eating enough of the right fruits and vegetables. Just not. I know you're not. So here's a way to get the best USDA organic vine-ripened fruits and vegetables, 55 of them, into your system every day. Texas Superfood Complete Organic. That's it. I'll repeat the name. Texas Superfood Complete Organic. Switching to an organic diet, reducing your pesticide intake by 90% is the way for you to live a healthy, happy, natural life. And this is a health, anti-aging, rejuvenating superfood. Here's the story of a fellow who's 84 years old, looks like he's 54 years old, and he attributes it to making sure that everything that he eats is organic. And that's why this Texas superfood thing has struck a bell or a chord with so many people. Your grandmother says, "You don't eat enough fruits and vegetables there, Freddie." Well, you can go back to your grandmother. As a matter of fact, maybe for Christmas you buy her a bottle of Texas Superfood Complete Organic. Comes in capsule form or powdered form. You will love the impact of this. So go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. That's TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. Making this a part of your daily routine, nothing but sense. And I know that every time I take the powdered form, put it in a drink of Texas Superfood, I'm getting all these 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables. Check out all their products. Go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. That's TexasSuperfood.com/Doug.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Non-attorney spokesperson and sponsored by OpenJar Concepts. Attention veterans and active duty military. If you were issued earplugs between 2002 and 2016 and were diagnosed with hearing loss or ringing in the ears, you may be entitled to compensation. The manufacturer of these military earplugs recently paid $9.1 million to resolve claims that their earplugs were defective, potentially exposing service members to damaging sound levels that could have resulted in hearing loss or tinnitus. If you or a loved one were issued earplugs and were diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss, don't wait. You fought for this country, and our attorneys want to fight for you. Call 800-479-7903 now for a free legal consultation and to see if you may be eligible to file the claim. Time restrictions may apply, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. So call 800-479-7903 now. Again, 800-479-7903. That's 800-479-7903.
Don't forget, you can find good new information episodes every week in podcast form at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com. The current podcast, good news for American family farmers about trade opportunities in England, Scotland, and Ireland because of the new trade deals. And then on the podcast, we have Lucille Benoit on, who's written a book about cows. It's a wonderful novel. She's been around cows like I have most of her life. I actually met her last weekend in an event here at my farm. She was very bright, and the book is called Combos, like, hello, Combos! Combos, yeah, calling the cows, that's what it is. Fictionalized stories that she's written about dairies and farms. It's a cool book, it's a cool conversation, and so if you want to opine with me, do it. It's a regular weekly thing, AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com, the podcast. A few more minutes here with Shana Amsterdam, her farm in Pennsylvania. So the whole business in 60 seconds, a bakery is the future of the farm, the local farm that wants to sell its products?
Bakeries just I think having a commercial kitchen on your farm is the way to go these days because you can do so many if you get that license. I mean, it's a large investment, but it just makes sense in today's world to, you know, figure out what your niche is and go with it. But, well, you should involve making a value-added product. And
it's all about sustainability anyway today. It's a sustain, and it comes in different forms depending on your age and your acumen. So I guess that you've given us a lot to think about here. I don't guess. I know you have. Shana, good luck to you and your husband and your new child on your farm there in Pennsylvania. Shana Amsterdam here on the American Family Farmer.
Mo Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields and the spring that turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown.
This is the American Family Farmer. A reminder about the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. We talk in the most recent one, always again, is agricultural news. Then I focus on the Chinese and how they're buying more and more farmland and the speculation that they want a larger chunk to control a larger chunk of our food supply here in America. So there's that story. You want to get the background of that? Didn't hear the show? Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Then we meet twin brothers. This is a fascinating conversation between Matthew and Joseph Brugger of Upstream Farms and me. These two kids are third-generation farmers, still believe in their grandparents' dream, feel the current world of agriculture isn't the link to living a life of passion and purpose on the farm. So as young agriculturalists, they tell the story for all of us to hear about the current, I guess you would call it the new narrative of what modern agriculture is and could be and ought to be. I'm for that. I'm for what they are doing because I love the tradition of the American family farm. What's there? I've been visiting a lot of farms in New York and Vermont lately. I think this particular podcast has me opining on the decline of farm income, how it's gone down. The big companies are just doing what big companies do. They're doing what they're encouraged to do, and that's get bigger and bigger and put the smaller guys out of business, making it very difficult. The amount of dairy attrition in New England or all over the country is pretty scary stuff. It really is, and I'm not one who uses that term lightly. It is scary to see. And one of the auctioneers I talked about not long ago going to an auction, the auctioneer is decrying the prices he's getting for a lot of the stuff because people don't want to spend a lot of money because they don't have a lot of money. And he said, what's going to happen? Where is our food going to come from in 50 years? And I've asked that question on the air any number of times. It's a sick reality. All right, here's something that's kind of fun, or at least something that's practical. Maybe that's where this comes from. The troubled dairy industry, one of the things that people have had a problem with on dairy farms this past year because the temperatures have gotten so high, or in reality, a lot of the farms that are huge, 5, 10, 20,000 cows are down in the Southwest where it's hot all the time. They have to ship in all the feed. I don't really understand why they are there, frankly. They ought to be where there is better access to feed instead of hauling it all in. But it's just, you know, it's one of the crazy quirks. There are 9 million dairy cows in terms of where we are, where we were. And one of the problems that cows are having is in terms of producing more milk is the heat. And so there's a study on ways to cool down cows. You can't really put air conditioning units into a dairy barn. But the temperatures going up as they did, the average temperature in some of the farm areas was 95, 96 degrees in July. Milk production went down 8 to 10% in just a week. And that's, you know, if you're milking only 120, 130 cows, that's really enough to get in the way of your being able to survive. Prices are bad enough. But when they go down because of the heat and that sort of thing, cows actually produce, from my experience, they like it best between 45 and 65 degrees. Milk production starts slowing down when the thermometer rises to above 80 and gets worse the hotter it gets. That's, again, I don't understand how it is that the Dean Foods and these big dairy co-ops are building up the area. They saw Dean Foods had a decrease in stock value, 67% this year, mostly because of the way they're running the business. But it's because, in fact, there was less milk around, and they had to pay more for the milk. They're a victim of their own. Their demise will come because of the way they ran their business, just like every other big business. So a lot of the farmers, I saw one guy in Vermont spending $6,000 for fans and that sort of thing to try to keep the cows cool, because you have to deal with it. And some of the areas, again, the Southwest, it's hot all the time. They aren't even in dairy. Everybody's milked outside in the heat and the humidity. It really does affect the quality of the milk. It does. And the quicker we realize what we're doing to ourselves and our business, our industry, if you will, in terms of dairying, the better. I hope we can get to it and realize it before it's too late. That's my thought. That's my commentary. Keep your cows cool. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer. Check out the podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350-350.